I'm back with a story I call Hip Hip Who Ouch. Why, if my good friend Margie Fitzsimmons' ship didn't fall down and break her hip, don't you know? And it didn't take much to do it, neither. Why, she just got out of bed one morning and wham, she was down for the count eyeball in her flip-flops. Then, to add insult to injury, Margie yells for help. And what does Franklin, her 80-pound basset hound, do? Why, if he doesn't pad on over to her favorite pillow, sink his long, short-legged body down into it like a diva sausage, then close his eyes and fall into a coma. Man's best friend. Posh. Certainly not Margie's. Why, Franklin was not only not Lassie, he wasn't even Snoopy. He was snoring so loud, Sybil Buchanan Hughes, who came by to go walking with her that morning, couldn't hear Margie yelling, don't you know? Now, Sybil has hands the size of bread baskets, and so strong they can crack nuts. But no amount of pounding on Margie's door could bring her friend to it. So out of her handmade sports pouch, Sybil grabs her cell phone and calls Officer Stanley Penelope McBottom to shoot on over there. Immediately, she shouts so dramatic-like with her posh British accent, you'd think she was being judged for the Oscars. Then faster than you can say, ouch, that hurts, there he is, Officer McBottom at the ready, with a coffee in one hand and Timbits in the other. Step aside, he tells Sybil, and forces the door open with his Stanley McBottom emergency kick-a-door-open foot extender machine, his latest invention, don't you know? Help! Help me, Margie yelps, and like a shot, Sybil and Officer McBee get the Lake, what do you think I mean, fire brigade, transporting Margie to the Lake W Hospital before his coffee turned cold. Now, there was no way that Margie, living alone with her diva dog Franklin, was gonna be able to take care of herself after her hip operation. So off she goes to Sybil's. And a good thing it was, too, because Margie was needing all the help she could get doing just about everything. Why, she couldn't even bend down to pull her knickers up after doing her business in the little girl's room, don't you know? That's right. She had to tie them to her walker and haul them up like a flag. And getting into the shower. Why, Margie had to back into that parking space while Sybil held her real firm-like, making sure she wasn't going to fall down again. Now, when things like this happen, you got options. You can think it was the worst thing that ever happened to you, so everything else that's bugging you seems to disappear. Or you can just go with the flow till you're back in the pink again. In Margie's case, her friendship with Sybil, as good as it was before her hip debacle, got even better. And oh, how those gals laughed. Why, they not only turned lemons into lemonade, they drank it heartily with a beer chaser, don't you know? Today, Margie's still on the mend, being driven all around Lake, what do you think I mean, by her best friend Sybil. And Franklin, why, he's still sleeping on her pillow, dreaming of one day being a cat. Maybelle's Cure for What Ails You is written and voiced by Geraldine Creighton, engineered by Ian Pay, right here in Haliburton County.